VOA News, I'm Faith Lapidus. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally for possible deportation got off to a low-key, almost invisible start Sunday. Fears among immigrant communities in big cities of black helmeted agents knocking down doors and shouting orders did not materialize. All was reported quiet in such places as Miami, New York, Atlanta, and Baltimore, where churches and lawyers were standing by offering sanctuary and ready to help anyone who suspects they're about to be detained. They've told immigrants not to open their doors to agents unless a warrant is produced. New York City Council member Carlos Menchaca says the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort is paying off in his Sunset Park, Brooklyn district.
The hotline received confirmed reports of people, ICE agents with ICE jackets, walking into buildings and knocking on doors. Another one in Manhattan as well. And we also know that, again, people didn't open up their door and ICE agents didn't leave with people.
The mayors of most of the targeted cities are Democrats and have instructed local authorities to resist cooperating with federal immigration officials. The Health Ministry of Democratic Republic of Congo said Monday two community health workers engaged in Ebola prevention have been killed in the eastern North Kivu province. The ministry said the workers had been receiving death threats for months. Ministry officials, meanwhile, have confirmed the first case of Ebola in Goma, a city of more than 2 million people along the Rwandan border. Authorities said the patient is a pastor who took a bus from Butembo, one of the town's hardest hit by Ebola, to Goma. He arrived in Goma Sunday and was quickly taken to an Ebola treatment center. The bus driver and passengers are receiving vaccinations. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters, the city's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday. Police used batons and pepper spray to disperse thousands of protesters who again took to the streets of a Hong Kong suburb Sunday to demand the complete withdrawal of a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China, as well as Lam's resignation. Reuters' Pascal Davies reports.
Millions have taken to the streets over the past month in uproar over a bill which would have allowed suspects in Hong Kong to be tried in courts on the Chinese mainland. The bill has been suspended, but demonstrators are demanding it is formally withdrawn and that Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, steps down. Protesters wave British and American flags on Sunday in appeal to world leaders to, quote, please liberate Hong Kong, as banners read. That's certain to rile Beijing, which has been angered by criticism from Washington and London over the extradition bill.
Reuters' Pascal Davies. President Trump remained focused on several Democratic members of Congress Monday, defending his tweets that many call racist and disgusting. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
President Trump is brushing off criticism of her tweets branded as racist, in which he says four liberal congresswomen of color should go back to, as he puts it, their broken and crime-infested countries. He tweets, it's so sad that Democrats are sticking up for the lawmakers. Senator Kamala Harris, who's running for her party's presidential nomination, is one of many high-profile Democrats speaking out about his tweets.
It is absolutely racist and un-American.
Matt Small, Washington.
In his latest tweet, Trump wrote, when will the radical left congresswomen apologize to our country, the people of Israel, and even to the office of the president for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they have said? States along the southern part of the Mississippi River are receiving heavy rains as what's left of a hurricane that hit the U.S. Gulf Coast moves farther inland. Forecasters expect the remnants of Hurricane Barry to drop 7 to 15 centimeters of additional rain on parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Mississippi, with isolated areas seeing higher totals. Barry made landfall in Louisiana Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, sparing New Orleans from a direct hit, but knocking out power and bringing floods to other parts of the state. India aborted the launch on Monday of a spacecraft intended to land on the far side of the moon less than an hour before liftoff. The Chandrayaan-2 mission was called off when a technical snag was observed in the 14-story rocket launcher. The space agency will announce a revised launch date soon. I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.
Great news.